county commissioner accused of cattle theft, a report on increased traffic fatalities, and an update on the McGirt case. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, July 31st. I'm Hannah France. A Kay County commissioner faces possible jail time and heavy fines after being accused of cattle rustling. Grayson Wheeler has more.
Shane Jones serves as chairman for the Kay County Board of Commissioners, where he represents Ponca City and the surrounding area. His term began in 2023 and lasts through next year. In the meantime, he faces charges of stealing at least 9 cows and branding them as his own. According to the Office of Oklahoma Attorney General Gentner Drummond, investigators say Jones was hired to move the cows in question for an auction house earlier this year. Jones has not been convicted, but a grand jury formally charged him with 10 felony counts last week. Each of those 10 charges is punishable by 3 to 10 years in prison. The more serious larceny charge also carries a fine of up to $500,000. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is urging road safety practices after responding to 10 roadway fatalities across the state last weekend. Anna Pope reports research from a national transportation research nonprofit shows the state has seen higher traffic fatalities in recent years.
An Oklahoma Highway Patrol spokesperson says 7 collisions led to 10 deaths. In general, the causes were common laws being broken, like speeding. Carolyn Kelly is director of communications and research for TRIP, a national transportation research nonprofit. She says Oklahoma follows a nationwide trend of traffic fatalities that sharply rose during the pandemic in 2021.
So now the good news is, in the last few years, since that spike in traffic fatalities, the numbers of fatalities have come down nationwide. The bad news is that traffic fatalities as a whole are still significantly higher than they were a decade ago.
She says Oklahoma's rural traffic fatality rate is almost double the fatality rate on all other roads. She says one of the reasons for this is how the roads are constructed. Overall, Kelly says human behavior is the leading cause of crashes and fatalities on the road. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And a recent petition to the U.S. Supreme Court over the McGirt decision could affect current federal cases. Katie Hallam has more on a ruling involving the Muscogee Nation.
Muscogee v. Kunzweiler asks, can tribal citizens be prosecuted by local officials on reservation land that's not their own instead of in tribal courts? Oklahoma courts answered yes, pushing the Muscogee Nation to federal court. Now, as Governor Kevin Stitt's brother Keith Stitt petitions the Supreme Court to settle the question once and for all, the city of Tulsa has asked to pause the case. A judge denied this request last week, saying until the court gives Stitt an answer, the motion lacks strength. If the petition is heard, its outcome could affect a recent jurisdictional settlement between the tribe and city. I'm Katie Hallam.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website at kgou.org and follow us on social media.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.